This is an informal practice called forgiving ourselves, and it will take about 15 minutes. So to begin, please find a comfortable position, perhaps sitting or lying down. And then allow your eyes to slowly close. And if you like, taking a few nice deep breaths. And as you exhale, allowing any unnecessary stress or holding on to just kind of flow out of you. Allowing yourself to be as comfortable and at ease as possible. And now, please begin to think of a person whom you have caused some pain. Knowing that it's inevitable that we as people cause others pain, but you might feel some regret, some shame, some remorse. And when you have a particular person or relationship in mind, then please think of a specific event that occurred in that relationship that you might feel some regret about and would also like to forgive yourself for. So please choose a relatively easy situation, especially the first time you do this exercise, perhaps a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. So please take your time to find just the right person and the right situation to work with. And when you have the right person and situation, then please begin to take a few moments to consider how your actions impacted the other person. Reminding yourself what you did, reminding yourself of the impact, and if possible, beginning to allow yourself to feel the guilt or the remorse that naturally arises when we cause someone pain. So this process will take some courage. Just opening just a little bit to the feeling that arises within you as you think about having hurt this other person. And it can help to let yourself feel in particular the body sensations associated with guilt or remorse or shame, making space for the physical sensations in your body. And again, seeing if you can stay as much as possible in the present moment experience, not getting too caught up in the storyline. We just want to know what it feels like in the body to feel remorse at having hurt somebody without trying to explain or justify just feeling it. And then the next part of the practice, self-compassion. So if you feel you acted wrongly, please begin to recognize that it's part of being human to make mistakes. And also guilt, even a bit of shame, is part of the human experience. This is all part of being human. You are not alone. Giving yourself permission to feel what you're feeling, knowing this is part of the human experience. Now, if you like, beginning to offer yourself compassion for how you have suffered with remorse, with shame, with guilt, perhaps by saying, "May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am." May I accept myself as I am, knowing that I'm only human. If you like, you can even put a hand on your heart or elsewhere and allow kindness to flow through your fingers into your body. Giving yourself compassion for how it feels to have hurt someone. Can you let the compassion in? And if it feels like you need to stay here for a while, please do so. There is no reason to go any further. This step might be easy for you, it might be difficult. Asking yourself, what do I need? Giving it to yourself. Perhaps some kind words, kind touch. And if it feels like you're ready to move forward, if you've been able to open to the pain and give yourself a bit of compassion, then part three, or wisdom or understanding, seeing if you can understand what led to your mistake, to your action. So, for example, taking a moment to consider if there were any environmental factors that were impacting you at the time. For example, maybe you were under a lot of stress. Or maybe certain aspects of your personality were triggered in an irrational way. Maybe old buttons were pushed. So seeing if you can take a moment to look beyond yourself and your own personal interpretation of the situation. What else was going on? What was going on that day? And some people need to even notice that maybe you didn't actually make a mistake at all, and you were just trying to live your life in the best way you knew how. And unfortunately, somebody was hurt in the process, and that doesn't feel good. Seeing if you can take a wide-angle view of the situation. Beyond yourself, beyond your personal interpretation so far, what was going on? And when you can see the bigger picture and see how complex and multi-determined just about everything is that we do, including this mistake, maybe you can move on to step four, which is the intention to forgive. Which means seeing if you can verbally offer forgiveness to yourself, perhaps by saying the phrase, "May I begin to forgive myself for what I did, consciously or unconsciously, that caused this person pain." May I begin to forgive myself for what I did, wittingly or unwittingly, that caused another person pain, that caused this person pain. So again, having opened to the pain, having been kind to yourself and validating that it hurts when we cause somebody pain, to understand that it was not your intention, but it is how it impacted another person, but seeing that there were multiple factors involved, beginning to give yourself forgiveness with the intention to forgive. May I begin to forgive myself for what I have done, wittingly or unwittingly, that caused this person pain. Saying that for yourself over and over, seeing if you can allow it in. Placing a hand over your heart or whatever you need. And finally, if it feels right, when you're ready, part five are the responsibility to protect, which means to resolve not to hurt anyone in this manner again, at least to the best of our ability. Resolve. For this kind of situation not to occur again to the best of our ability. To protect others and ourselves from this happening again. Formulating that intention. Perhaps even saying that to ourselves. And then releasing this entire practice, knowing you can return to it anytime you wish. Allowing the experience of the practice to have been what it was. Allowing how you feel right now to be as it is, giving a lot of space to your experience. Allowing a vast, endless field around your experience, letting it be just like this, and also allowing yourself to be just as you are, which means fully human. And then if you'd like to reflect or make notes on the experience, you can ask yourself, what did it feel like to reconnect with the guilt or remorse, that pain of having hurt somebody? That's part one. Part two, could you offer yourself compassion? Was there any resistance? Part three, were you able to identify any factors that you had not previously considered that led to this action? Was there anything that was beyond your current understanding that occurred to you? Part four, what did it feel like to use the forgiveness phrase, the intention to forgive? May I begin to forgive myself for what I did, wittingly or unwittingly, to cause this person pain? And finally, were you able to get in touch with feelings of resolve to protect yourself and this other person from such a thing happening again, or any other person? So thank you for doing this exercise. It does take some courage. And give yourself a lot of space, a lot of room to be just as you are. Thank you.